From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Palestinian authorities continued a crackdown on militants in the West Bank today following the shooting attacks on Israeli settlers this week. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Jerusalem.
As many as 600 Palestinians have been arrested in the largest crackdown ever in areas controlled by the Palestinian authorities. The militant group Hamas killed 4 Israeli settlers, wounded 2 others, and this week in a news conference in Gaza announced that a new wave of attacks would follow. The killings came as Palestinian and Israeli leaders met in Washington to open direct talks for the first time in years. While the Israeli Defense Forces control the area where the attacks took place, renewed violence could derail negotiations. And the Palestinians are under pressure to demonstrate they can enforce security in areas under their control in the West Bank. But Palestinian human rights groups have condemned the mass arrests, many without warrants. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jerusalem.
In the Gulf of Mexico, BP crews are having to wait to hoist the fail blowout preventer to the surface. The 300-ton piece of equipment has been raised to 500 feet below the surface, but it has combustible ice-like crystals on it, so crews are waiting until they melt. Federal investigators consider the blowout preventer a key piece of evidence. Meanwhile, a new blowout preventer has been installed atop BP's busted well. A federal appeals court in Denver is throwing out a $900 million award to thousands of Colorado homeowners who sued a nearby nuclear weapons plant. NPR's David Shaper reports the homeowners claimed plutonium from the plant contaminated their property.
Some 12,000 property owners downwind from the Rocky Flats nuclear weapons plant northwest of Denver sued the Department of Energy, Dow Chemical, and the former Rockwell International in the early 1990s, claiming plutonium particles emitted from the facility contaminated their homes and yards. In 2006, after a lengthy legal battle and trial, a jury awarded the homeowners $926 million in damages. But a 3-judge panel on the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Friday that the jury reached its decision on faulty instructions that incorrectly stated the law. The judges say the presence of plutonium shows only a risk and not actual damages to residents' health and properties. And the appeals court ruled that decreased property values cannot be counted as damages. David Shaper, NPR News.
The adult section of Craigslist is shut down for today, at least. The classified ad website has made no announcement, but the section is marked as censored. The move comes after 17 state attorneys general said Craigslist does not adequately block ads that promote prostitution and child trafficking. A state of emergency and curfew are in effect in Christchurch, New Zealand, after a powerful earthquake early Saturday local time. It registered a magnitude 7.1 and did massive damage. This is NPR. Thousands of Muslims in Indonesia are protesting plans by a Florida church to burn copies of the Quran. The Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville, Florida, plans to mark the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks by burning Islam's holy book. Britain's former Prime Minister Tony Blair tells the BBC radical Islam is the world's biggest threat and calls it regressive, wicked, and backward-looking. The former British leader is on a book tour for his memoir, which is already a bestseller after being released this week. But that popularity didn't extend to a Dublin bookstore when Blair arrived this morning for a book signing. 4 protesters were arrested. Larry Miller has more.
Despite a heavy police presence outside Eason's bookstore in downtown Dublin, around 200 anti-war protesters hurled shoes and eggs at Blair. They chanted slogans including "Blair, Blair, Bush's man, blood on their hands." The demonstrators were held back when they tried to push through a security barrier. There were scuffles with police, who were expecting a confrontation, and closed off the street to traffic. The demonstrators were, however, outnumbered by 300 customers waiting to buy signed copies of the book. They had to leave their bags and cell phones behind, and photographs were banned. Blair canceled a book tour of the UK to avoid similar protests. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Tropical Storm Earl has made landfall in Canada's Nova Scotia, leaving behind little of the damage that was feared along the U.S. East Coast. Earl lost power last night as it passed through the waters of New England. Cape Cod, which forecasters thought was in Earl's path when it was still a hurricane, saw heavy rain but suffered no major damage. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.